Hi, it's Kane Hodder, Jason from Friday the 13th. You're watching Slash and Cast. Keep watching, or I'll kill you and your whole family.
What's going on, horror fans? Welcome back to another episode of Slash and Cast. My name is Riley, that's Griffin, and that is Nick today. All right, a few announcements, okay? First of all, check out our streams. It's a big spring break for you.
Yeah,
and I'm only on you. Break.
Must be nice.
Yeah, Griffin still got work. I still got school. But, you know, I'm going to come home, so we are going to have a few webcam streams ideally this week. Yeah. So that should be fun.
I'll be in the chat.
You're welcome to be part of that. And not. I'm just telling you what is going to happen. Name that reference. Other than that, every link you need is in the description. That includes Twitter, Facebook, Discord, Reddit, if you're feeling real crazy. Include sponsoring, if you're even feeling more crazy. Literally everything, including our website, which now has a new digital store. There's only two episodes on there right now. We have more planned, and we're pursuing that. Things have just been hectic. But right now we have a paranoia discussion, which is obviously very different now, because we did that before the whole... Delay. Yeah. And a Jason X commentary, so you can watch right along with us. It's a good time. We also have new merch, which Griffin's rocking new merch. You're rocking new merch. You got the mugs. You got a pillow over there? We got pillows, man.
We got beanies.
Beanies are nice, by the way. And a lot of color options, too. A lot of people don't realize that. You just look at the outside picture. If you go in there, there's a lot of color options. And also, for 1 month, and 1 month only, actually, we're less than a month now. We're going down to, 27 days?
Something like that.
27 days!
Let her go! All right? Let her go merch. Everyone's been asking for it. You guys that have been fans of the stream, it's a common meme in there. We got it all. We got mugs. Look at 15 ounce and 11 ounce.
Let her go.
Listen, this is quality stuff. All right? You want it. I want it. But yeah, that will end on April 1st. It'll be the last day to get your hands on those. So, and I don't think we'll ever do it again. So.
Right. If you're a fan of the streams, you know what let her go is. If you're not,
stop by. The streams. Stop on by.
You gotta know.
But yeah, reiteration, all right? April 1st, it's gone forever. Get it while you can. All right, let's drop into our topics today, opening up a Friday the 13th the game. I didn't expect to get anything crazy this week, but once again, they just keep throwing for loops. They keep bamboozling us more and more. First of all, they're making a whole new HUD for the perk system in order to help out colorblind issues, for certain colorblindness.
Yeah.
So instead of it being only related to color, now there's a number system that ranks from 1 through 6, one being a poor perk, and 6 being your new legendary perks, which we'll go over in a second. But not bad, though. The numeric value is nice, and some people have been saying, I want to know the rarity of my perk. It doesn't really change that numerical value.
Right.
The color still did it, but now it's just easier if you're colorblind. You know? It also looks more organized. The mock-up view, which is, you can see on the screen right now, this is a work in progress. Okay.
Says it right there.
It's you can't fucking miss it. All right. But yeah, it's a work in progress. And here it shows 39 perks and rather than the 30 that we're used to.
Yeah, available slots.
Right. So we're not that's not confirmed by any means.
Again, it's in progress mock-up.
Yeah. So
could have just been to show the wide range of colors, really.
Yeah.
It looks great.
Right. You know, I think because of this looks nice. Don't get me wrong. This could possibly, be implemented.
Right.
It's possible, that they make the description and the plus and minus bigger lengthwise. So we get rid of that last row there.
Right. Maybe. I mean, you gotta stay at least above 30.
Right.
It
makes sense that this would be one of the things that makes it from the mock-up to the final product.
It honestly looks pretty good how it is right now, to be honest.
Yeah, I wouldn't be against having 39 perks either, to be honest. Especially now that, because you can't actually get all the perks. Like you wrote on a spaces,
right?
Yep.
Which I understand that. I don't know. It depends on how you look at it.
Yeah.
Are you too OP if you can get all the perks? I don't know.
I mean, to be fair, there are clear perks that are
better than others.
Better than others. You know, some of the swimming perks. No one ever uses.
Right, and those were adjusted too. So yeah, there were several adjustments which we talked about in a video. We're not going to go over those directly now because they're really just not all that important. Some of the bigger ones, to me, the vehicle ones are the most effective ones. You got a drastic jump in car speed and boat speed.
Yeah.
And if you're running those and you truly are going for those escapes, especially if you are a Jason that lacks water speed, there is not a chance in hell you catch one of those boats.
No.
Yeah.
And then if you have a bad shift, Jason with a bad shift, no way in hell you're stopping one of those cars unless you are very good with your morph and use stock.
Yeah. You know, we were moving towards the direction where Jason becomes OP again. Throughout the whole life of the game, the developers themselves said Jason is supposed to be OP. And for a long time, he was not OP at all. We got better in this last patch, and this is almost a step back.
Yeah,
though some of those adjustments, in my opinion.
Yeah, but I mean, at least, Man in Arms, stuff like that, like those have also been decreased.
Right.
So that helps Jason too. And we also don't know what changes are coming in the new engine for Jason in its entire, like,
right.
Hitting through doors from counselors to hitting Jason through doors might go away.
Just the hit detection in general.
Yeah, hit detection in general. Right. So there could be a lot of changes coming
with
that.
Hopefully he's more OP. Like, first when the patch first came out, we weren't killing Jason as often, but I feel like it's back to.
It's pretty consistent. Yeah, it's pretty consistent. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just depends on what Jason you're going against, too. No. And then maybe changing weapons could be a pretty drastic change there, too.
Because, right.
I mean, you throw a machete on, like, part six, and your swing is way better and more effective. If you're asking me, of course, a lot of people make the argument that with the pole, with, like, Savini's trident, and with the fence posts in part six, you can hit farther away.
Correct.
Which you can, but it's just kind of... It's slow, and it's
everything
weird.
Has its
only straight.
Right.
Everything has its pros and cons.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm for it. I you know, it's I understand the changes. I get it.
Yeah.
But we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Then let's talk about the legendary perks in general. What do they do? What's the purpose of them? Well, for one, they're gonna be obviously the rarest ones. This isn't in between. This is the legendary perks are now more rare than epic.
Right.
How often will they come? I don't know.
Yeah.
But the whole point of them is that it's an extra stat increase. You get an extra little bonus on top.
Yeah, as you can see from that picture we put up, it's purple.
Oh.
Little purple extra down there.
Listen, it's pink. All right, are you colorblind?
I might be.
It's pretty pink.
I
would say it's in between.
You know, my opinion is that it's purple. I respect your opinion, though.
Now, fuck you. No, okay, so what the point is for, like, this friendship perk example is you get a 60% increase in stamina boost, and then, of course, yeah, it's the same thing, it just repeats itself, then a 50% decrease stamina boost. And then, but on top of that, you also get a 5% increase in your stun chance. Now, as for what perk correlates to that extra spot that determines that, will it change? Is it random? Is it completely random across all perks? So if I get, like, I don't even know. Like, I'm trying to think of a good example. If, you know, you're using Sucker Punch, do you also get, like, an increase in weapon durability? You know, like, stuff like that.
Or is it completely random? Like, say you have the legendary start with a map perk, and your extra perk is go faster in the car.
Right.
Is that random like that? I would think they would correlate. I would hope.
So.
Yeah.
But if they correlate too closely, like I just said, with having increased weapon durability on top of...
That's a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
So that pretty it can be pretty overpowered.
It doesn't do that because that can make things pretty OP if you're running like Sucker Punch. You're running. I'm blanking. Heavy hitter. Like you run a lot of things that you're going to be stunning every time.
Even Swift Attacker.
Boink.
How high can this go as well? Is like 5%. This is just 5%. Can that go higher? Like how high can that go?
I think 5 would be nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting a second plus. It should
it's
be
a whole new perk in its own with no negative.
Exactly.
Like, that's exactly what it is.
Exactly.
It needs to stay low, or I think the legendary side is going to be way too OP.
That's the thing. With the legendary perk, your base plus is 60% there.
Yeah.
And then is it possible you could get like 30% on top of that? No way. I think 5 to 7 max for any of the perks is probably what's going to be implemented.
Yeah, please.
The extra plus you get needs to be like a poor perk plus.
Correct.
If that makes sense.
Poor or common.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything above that, you're just going to run into some major struggles there.
Yeah.
We don't want that. We don't want
that. Yeah.
Counselor's already too OP, so.
A little bit, yeah. As far as looking at the rest of the picture, again, we're in progress. This was just for the picture. CP is not going to be rolling a perk for 5.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Also, they spelled legendary wrong.
They did.
And a lot of people, many people were talking about that knife perk. Start with a pocket knife. That was in the beta?
Apparently this specific perk.
Right.
I've heard a bit different stories surrounding it, that it was in the beta and it was for weapon durability for bladed weapons, shit like that.
And then they just took it out and put all weapon durability.
Right.
And that perk, that picture, still is in the roll, but you will never actually get it.
Yeah. So that's the same with the people are thinking it's a pocket knife perk.
Yeah, start with a pocket knife.
Yeah. Which was going to be in the game, but it was determined to be too overpowered.
Right. And it, especially in this current state of the game, there is no chance in hell pocket knives are getting buffed. There's no way they're adding more. There's no way they're start with a pocket knife perk. No way.
A lot of people are saying that this should be in the game, and I just can't. I can't see why you'd even want it. Even from accounts, it's just the only thing that is going to bring to the game is just more and more douchebag trolls.
Back to where we were.
Like, really, man.
Chads and Tommies.
Yeah, just think about where we were at games where we had 9 pocket knives. If Tommy's in the game and every counselor has that on, you're guaranteed 9 people with pocket knives.
They still spawn.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't run it? Everyone's going to run that fucking thing if it were to be in the game. It would be horrible. Yeah. It would be horrible.
Yeah, exactly. Again, this was an in-progress design. They probably just threw as many pictures, icons as they could as possible just to get the point that there are new colors, new layout, stuff like that.
To me, I don't understand how this is where F-13 and when they do this stuff, these reveals, it confuses me. How do you not know that that's going to cause so many questions? I swear to God, they do it with fuck with me a lot. But seriously, you know that's going to cause questions. Just put a different one there. I just don't understand, the motive behind that. You know that there had to be some sort of conscious decision behind putting that there. I'm not saying it's going to be added to the game. I think they're just trolling us. I think they're bamboozling us.
I mean, none of these are repeat pictures up here.
Right.
But
there's so many more perks in the game that you didn't have to toss that one in.
No.
Or just have one less fucking perk. I just don't get it. It seems like just a random thing to do. Yeah.
So, in progress mock-up, design subject to change. CP, not going to be 5 to roll a perk. Legendary is going to be spelled correctly. That pocket knife perk is not in the game, will not be in the game ever. There is a reason pocket knives got nerfed. There is a reason less pocket knife spawn.
Yeah, you got it. That I hear the argument all the time. It's like, well, if I spawn in the house, and Jason pops right on top of me and I have no weapon, there's no weapons in the house, then I'm instantly screwed. But one, it's pretty easy to dodge past Jason for the most part.
Especially before he has shift.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, Jason is supposed to be OP. You are supposed to die a lot. It used to be an ongoing joke when the game was coming out. You're about to die so much. That was what they drove. They drove that promotion off of.
Right.
So why would you not want? Dude, you die. If you die, as long as you let him activate the kill, I could care less if you leave. Just die, leave, go play another game. Just go play. Go do a new game. It's not that big of a deal. It's not that big of a deal.
If we ask, 99 out of 100 people, they will say that the pocket knives are good. The amount of pocket knives are good.
Yeah.
Then there's the one person that says, no, we need to start with a pocket knife. Get good as Jason. Buff counselors and get good. You don't have an argument there.
It's funny. The same thing always comes out. It's like, all right, get good as Jason. I should be all the pocket knives I want. But then I can say the same stupid argument.
Get good as a counselor.
You shouldn't need a pocket knife.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. It's just the same back and forth thing. But the problem with the argument that is more justified is that Jason needs to be OP. Like, it's supposed to be that way.
So, sorry to get a little sidetracked. But this last week, I spent a lot of time watching every single panel that Gun, Ilphonic, F-13 the game did talking about this game. And I remember, I think it was six different times, either between Ronnie, Randy, and Ben, they said, Jason is supposed to be OP. You are going to die. So you are shit out of luck. Jason is supposed to be OP. Six times at least per panel. Per panel.
Right.
Then we got away from that for a while. We slowly get back.
Still pushing there.
And then now they're adding these legendary perks to sort of cater to counselors. Again, we don't know what's coming for Jason as a buff for Jason or a change for Jason, really. But Jason needs to be more overpowered than he is now.
There's got to be something for him in this.
Five out of eight should rarely happen.
Yeah, it's like it's by no means, hard to escape. Yeah. You know, no. And of course, if there's a like, I always hear that like if a noob Jason shouldn't be able to come in and get 8 out of 8, and to a degree, you're right. But if you have any counselor experience, you shouldn't really get caught by a noob Jason.
Exactly.
Oh no way.
Like I don't know, man. To me, it just doesn't seem. Like right now, 9 times out of 10, if I want to escape, if I'm going to try for a legitimate escape, which I don't, it's rare for me to go for like boat escapes and shit now. But like if I'm doing that, then most of the time I'll get it.
Don't stop me now.
And that's just because the game lets me, you know,
you're right. It's nothing about, we were talking about this on the stream, you know, at some point you hit a skill level where everyone's the same. And then it's just, you know, how you play and who you're going against is Jason.
Yeah.
You know,
what spawn you get. Like,
yeah. Exactly. Then it's just, you know, sort of luck. Getting good, honestly, gets kind of annoying every time I hear or see someone say get good, because at the end of the day, not in-game luck, real life luck plays a huge factor in where you spawn, where items spawn, and who you're going up against.
Yeah. Can't we all just get along? Can't we all just enjoy the game?
It's only a game.
It's only a game. It's only a game. But that's pretty much all I got for F13 for now. It seems like these updates are coming pretty consistently on Thursdays. So I would expect some other line of news dropping on Thursday.
Click the notification bell.
Yeah, we got you.
Yep.
We got you. All right. With that, let's move on to our next topic of the day concerning The Crow. Interesting. Sony Pictures has officially set a date for The Crow reboot for October 11th of 2019. It's a ways out, all right? Now, that date suggests that filming may begin sometime this year, you would think. It depends on, you know, there's a lot of factors that play into that, but The Crow comic book creator James Abar is actively involved in this reboot titled The Crow Reborn, which that's good news.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever, like, I haven't read all of those by any means, but what I have read is solid.
Yeah.
So always, I'm all for that.
It's always good to have on a reboot some original people there. You know, especially the person who wrote the comics.
Right.
Like, and he's putting his input in.
Right. And because in the original The Crow, they strayed away from those comics.
Right.
And he didn't really appreciate it. So now that he's on board, we can only, you know, assume that they are sticking closer to the comic series.
It's a good thing.
Yes. Very good thing.
Yeah. Now, Jason Momoa, who is from the Game of Thrones, and, you know, he's Aquaman. All right. He's set to star as the leading man, Eric Draven. The Crow is a story that follows Eric Draven, who is resurrected from the dead and uses new abilities to avenge both his demise and the death of his fiancée, Shelley.
Okay.
Have you seen the original one?
Yes.
I don't think it's a bad movie by any means. That's entertaining.
The story behind it's cool, too. The stuff that happened on set of Crow is interesting.
Lead actor?
Yeah, I'm zoning out too.
I forget his name.
One of those nights.
We're going to remember it as soon as we stop recording. But he actually was killed on set.
Right, with a blank blank bullet.
Yeah, and they still, you know, ended up releasing the movie in his dedication.
Just ballsy.
Yeah, it really is. And I think on Rotten Tomatoes, it's sitting above an 80. It's really not bad. So right now, you know, we're putting a pin in it. Coming back when we have more information. Hopefully it doesn't suck.
True. That's all you can hope for these days,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Especially with a reboot.
Yeah.
Remake, reboot, whatever it is.
I think it's worthy of one, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's due. It's due. Then I mean, I don't want to encourage reboots for cash grabs, but it was one of those movies that, like, it
came out of nowhere.
Yeah. And And then, of course, the original, like I said, the accents happened on set. It got broken in the middle, and due to that, it just kind of, like, it didn't get a go where it probably could have. That movie could have been even better than it is.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Life
possibilities,
but yeah, we'll keep you up to date on the old little Crow. But let's move on to the next line. Is this one? It's, you know, I go back and forth, and now I feel about this one all the time. the Purge TV series. Now, if you're unaware, Blumhouse is developing a TV series based off of the Purge franchise. That series is set to launch alongside Purge 4 the first Purge,
which is a prequel,
right? This summer. That's all supposed to happen this summer.
Yeah.
Now we have learned that Gabriel Chavarria, I could have butchered that. I'm so sorry. From the War for the Planet of the Apes and Jessica Garza have been cast as the leads in the new series for the USA Network and Sci-Fi. You know, obviously two solid networks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got that.
Yeah.
All right. I guess.
I don't see how well this story could be. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like
the last we heard, it sort of goes with the movie where it's like of the events that lead up to the first Purge. Somewhat. Right.
And then, it's so weird, though, because it's going to get mixed up with the movie. I know there's going to be some sort of conflict between TV series and the movies. And
yeah, because people are not going to have seen the movies. They're going to go watch the TV show, and then they're going to be like, but I don't understand it. And then they're dropping a movie that's a prequel. Then they're dropping the
series that's also a prequel to that.
Do you need to watch any of the Purge movies to sort of understand the show? If so, ew.
This is what we said about Child's Play going to TV.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, how important is it to link the movies to the TV series? And if you are making if the show is meant to lead up to the first Purge, which is Purge 4.
Yep.
Which is already a movie.
Right. They have to be kind of linked, right? There has to be some sort of flow there. But the characters can't be the same.
I think what would be best if they... It'd probably just be like a mini movie. You know, you have a person. Each episode is a person in the Purge. Trying to survive. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Maybe that's the only way I can see it going.
Yeah, and that would get so old.
Unless we're going continuous story, which would just be another movie.
Right.
Just dragged out.
That's why I feel like that TV show is going to feel dragged out. Unless they are going to turn the four movies into a TV show and do it in order. And then it's going to be like... You waste my time.
at least with MTV's Scream, the TV series, at least you could watch it without knowing about the Scream franchise.
Yeah, it was its own entity.
And by itself, without the Scream title, was a decent, show.
Not the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, exactly. But, us Scream fans, we want Ghostface, we want this, we want this. We don't get it. We're upset. But as a standalone TV show, not too bad.
Right.
This, however...
It's just hard to say. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, what's the fucking point? I'm so tired of things coming to TV for what reason?
Exactly.
And TV's a dying genre as it is.
Right.
To a degree.
Are they planning on ditching films and now just working on this TV show? What's the reason to come to TV?
I feel like this is a big cash grab.
I don't know. It's just hard to say.
They might just be trying to expand their audience. Get in a TV show, you have a little more time to build the characters throughout episodes and build their backstories. You get invested in that. Hey, we're gonna drop a movie. This person might be in it.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, but see, here's also the thing though, is all right. You're gonna get through one season of it.
That's probably how long it'll last.
What Where do you go from one season to the next without telling the same story?
That's the thing. With The Purge, I don't understand why they won't let it die. They're just so devoted to keeping this franchise alive. And I understand, don't want to let your image die, but it's just...
You're burning.
Honestly, to be fair, The Purge series are the date night movies in the theater.
Hmm.
The teenagers, they go, they rent a movie.
They're not that bad.
They're not awful, but like...
You know what this is going to turn into?
That's what they keep chugging them out for. That's why.
Yeah.
Paranormal Activity.
You're just getting worse every time?
Yeah.
Just one step at a time.
Honestly, that might be where they're going.
Until it hits rock bottom.
It's a thing that sucks a franchise because as fans, and there are diehard fans of The Purge, it's like you keep begging for more, you keep asking for another sequel, and then they give it to you because they want your money, but they slowly keep making it worse and worse, and then you ruin an entire franchise of what the original created.
Yeah.
We've seen it time and time again.
Yeah, and everybody's, that wants it is going to go pay to see it. And then a couple might say, I am done with this franchise. Most of them are going to come back.
Yeah, I know. As a fanboy of several franchises, I mean, the Halloween films, I could watch all those, Friday the 13th, obviously.
Again, we're not telling you what to like and not like.
Right.
We respect your opinion. We hope you respect ours.
Yeah.
It's just like there's going to be a point where it's really bad.
Really
and we've
bad.
Seen in every franchise, man. Like Halloween Resurrection, whether you want to say Jason Takes Manhattan, Jason or Jason Goes to Hell, or Jason X, or all the shitty ones. Just, you know, whatever you want to... There's always a fall-off.
Yep.
The only franchise that I can't believe hasn't yet is Child's Play. They just keep going clutch every time.
Yeah, for
of course,
for
real. People argue against that all the time because there are some that, like, a lot of people hate Cult of Chucky. A lot of people hate Curse of Chucky. A lot of people hate Seed of Chucky.
I hate Seed of Chucky.
Well,
they did that on their own.
Yeah, but they haven't completely missed yet.
Exactly.
Like many, many all franchises tend to do.
For sure.
Just let her go easy.
It hurts as fans, and it hurts as a creator that loves your image so much, but there's always a point where you have to let go.
And that's what we talked about last week, the week before, with Child's Play.
Every fucking week,
yeah,
man.
With Child's Play?
Let her go.
You gotta let her go. Well, okay, let's go over some of these character descriptions here. First of all, you have Chavaria, who I might, once again, might be pronouncing that wrong, I'm sorry, who is set to play Miguel, who is a U.S. Marine with hard edge and a noble mission. After receiving a cryptic letter from his little sister, Penelope, played by Garcia, he returns to town on Purge Night, prepared to face the senseless violence in the streets alone in order to protect what he loves most, his family.
Oh,
that's a solid description.
It's a good description, but that already gives me the image of where this is going, and it's going to drag ass.
It just sounds like another Purge movie, you know? Yeah.
I
don't get it.
I don't need to see,
right.
You know, I don't need to see 10 episodes, let's say, hour each. I don't need to see 10 hours of shit.
It's probably only going to get 6 or 8.
I about to say, but yeah. Then you're just getting a
movie.
A 6 or 8 hour
movie.
Piece of shit.
Dragon ass.
Right, and then, you know, how long is that story going?
I'm not going for it. I'm not buying it.
I'm not doing it. Are other tricks?
Will we see these characters in season 2? That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm
probably not going to happen. It could be okay. It could be good. It could be great.
If it's great,
again, we don't care. We don't care if something we say ends up not being true.
I'll eat my words.
Long run,
no problem.
Yeah.
Like good.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
You proved our opinion wrong. Like it's just an opinion at the end of the day.
Prove me wrong, please.
Yeah, for real though. But with the what I would do with the Purge, to me, following one person throughout a long, like 8 hour journey doesn't really seem right.
No.
Well, I think what I would do if we were in an hour block, I think I would take like each. We're all in the same city purging. Let's just follow one person per episode and have their story.
Yeah, like I said, yeah.
Yeah. And then maybe they all meet up at the end and we go back some big. Yeah, you have some big crossovers in there.
Yeah.
Walking Dead it without Walking Dead.
Yeah, I mean, that's another point, a good point to bring up. It's going to be The Walking Dead without zombies.
Yeah, it kind of is, dude. It's like the people are the zombies.
And I mean, but Walking Dead did the thing, you know, where, okay, they started separate, and then they would do an episode where you wouldn't even see the other people.
Yeah.
So.
Just saying, that's what I would do with it, especially because the lifespan of this show probably isn't too long, so take advantage of the situation.
Yeah.
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 That's what I would do.
Prove me wrong, please.
Yeah. And you also have Garcia's Penelope, the little sister, belongs to a Purge worshiping cult. Okay. Having pledged herself to be sacrificed at the behest of their charismatic leader, Penelope's faith is tested when she's exposed to the ghastly realities of the Purge.
It hurts. It hurts bad.
Again, prove us wrong. Please, please just prove us wrong. We don't want to see this shit.
Yeah, it's just, once again.
You're going to make me watch it?
Yeah.
So I can tell you how bad it is.
I just don't see how they can make it work. But, you know, I'm not talented like these Blumhouse people are.
If it, you know, is for some reason, you know, just a huge good thing, we'll watch it. Why not?
Yeah. And James DeMonaco, who has been on top of the Purge, he's the reason it won't die.
Yeah.
But he's done okay, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
He's right on top. He's executive producing with Blumhouse, Platinum Dunes, and Sebastian K. Lemercier.
Okay.
So, you know, at least he's still on board. Of course, he's stepping away from directing, too. He's been talking about that for a while. And at least he realized it's dying. Yeah, I'm just saying.
I don't know. Maybe could just be the I don't want to do TV. I only want to do the films. I'll executive produce.
But even he's stepping away from the films too.
Is he?
From a director standpoint.
Yeah. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Is he getting out while he still can?
before my career is over. No, I'm just kidding.
I would.
like we said, prove us wrong. Prove us wrong, James, since you're watching.
Right.
Yeah.
Fucking James ain't doing shit on that show. He's executive producing. All right. Here's a little bit of cash.
Yeah.
Put my name on it so you get some views, and we'll move on.
Yep.
That's
like,
it.
Yeah, like we're going to move on.
Exactly. But let us know what you think. All right. Are you down for the Purge TV series? Do you like the films? Are you excited for Purge 4? Any of that? I'm sure it'll do well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll make money.
Yeah. For one season. Let's see what they do.
Yeah.
It could be The Walking Dead. It could pull off some clutch shit.
Yeah, I mean, the original Purge film, I enjoyed it. You know,
I don't like the first one so much. The second one, I don't mind.
Yeah, I don't. I watch them. I've watched them a couple times. They're decent films, but let sleepy dogs lie, man. Cut it off.
It's time to stop. Let's move on to our next topic of the day, huh? World War Z 2. We've talked about it many times, all right? Oh. Unfortunately, it's been delayed. Now, Paramount Pictures has announced Brad Pitt to co-star in Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood alongside Leonardo DiCaprio. Good for you. We learned via a writer at Variety's tweets that because that is set to begin filming very soon, Paramount has delayed the start of production on World War Z 2 until this coming fall. At least that's a good reason. It's not like our script's really shitty. We're not ready.
Like it was before.
Yeah, we're not ready.
We're delaying it because we're not ready. At least now they have a reason to delay it.
Yep.
I guess.
I guess. Yeah,
they need Brad Pitt, I guess. They need Brad Pitt. Or else nobody's going to go see it.
World War Z is solid.
World War Z was good. I'll even say good. I liked it a lot.
I did too.
It's one of the better zombie movies, right, for sure.
When they announced the sequel, we're like, how? The story's been told.
Right.
Is there another outbreak? Let's do the same exact shit, but in a different country.
Yeah, once again, you're following Brad Pitt. He's got it bad, man.
Like, the whole world was infected. Then they figured out the cure and cured everybody. And he was riding off into the sunset. Yeah, was there one left? One that didn't get cured?
They're immune, all right?
Well, yeah, right.
Shit. I guess.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I don't know. But filming was set to begin this past January, but now we'll have to wait even longer until we get to see the World War Z sequel. Ultimately, is it a sign to not do it at all? It's hard to say. World War Z is good. It's one, like my creative mind. Back to that set. Like, I just don't know what you would do with it to make it work well.
They got Brad Pitt to come back. So obviously, you know, there's something there that he liked.
Maybe.
Or maybe it's just a lot of money. But, you know, actors like that with Brad Pitt, you know, Leonardo, they're up there in their fame level. You know,
Brad Pitt's a big deal. Sexiest man alive.
So, like, he doesn't need that movie, you know?
Right.
In the end game. So, hopefully there's something good there that made him want to come back to it.
Right. He took the words right out of my mouth.
Great minds think of that.
This is when I have a lot of faith in World War Z 2. Yeah. It was way back when it was originally supposed to come out, we had it on our top 10 anticipated list.
Yeah.
And, you know, for a good reason.
It was an honorable mention.
It was an honorable mention. But that you know why it was?
Because they never released it.
They never... Because there was no... At the time we recorded that, there was no confirmed, like... Is it happening? It was just kind of speculation at the time.
Right. And Brad Pitt wasn't even on board at that point.
Yeah. And now he is.
Yeah, he is on, you know, on board as far as we know.
Yeah. But let us know what you think. Are you excited for World War Z 2? Let us know all the topics. Just write an essay. We'll read it. Legitimately. We'll read it.
Yeah, we really do read every comment.
Yeah.
Between all of us, we read every comment a couple times.
Yep.
True.
And we like them. Reply. We love you all.
What's the hashtag?
Let her go.
Hashtag let her go. On sale now at slashcast.com until April 1st. Don't forget.
Limited time only.
All right, with that, that's a wrap of SlashKids. That's a wrap of SlashCast today. If you enjoyed, make sure to drop a like. But that's it. Editor, do the ting. Roll that outro.